All right, we're going. Yo, what's up, everyone? Here we have Phil the Thrill. He has 1.9 million on YouTube and 2.7 million on TikTok. It is great to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about how you started on social media.
I just want to say I appreciate you having me on and stuff. And this is going to be a good opportunity for me. And So I started YouTube about 5 years ago. I don't know. I think it was when I was like a freshman in high school. And I was just, you know, doing videos on my dirt bike and stuff like that. And eventually I had a video that took off. And yeah. Nice. And then on TikTok, I was only on TikTok for about a year, but on YouTube, I was like originally a YouTuber.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of like, that was always our goal, is to start on YouTube and then get big on there. And it never kind of worked out that way, but
it worked all the way around. I mean, now you're bigger on TikTok.
Yeah.
And like,
what was like your first video that really popped off? You said one went viral. What was like that first video that went viral on YouTube?
It was titled, I think it was Dirt Bike Thief Steals My Dirt Bike or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, I was just doing a video with my brother and I just decided, yeah, we're going to try something new. And it popped off and I just kept recreating that type of video and it worked out. But for the first three or four years, nothing really was happening much on my channel. Mm-hmm. Until that I found what worked for my channel, and I just kept doing that over and over again. So yeah.
I feel like that's like the difference. Like a lot of people, like
it's almost kind of like what Greg is doing with that like Charlie D'Amelio thing. Like say you keep making that video about how like your cousin's with Charlie D'Amelio or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, which is like a smart thing to do. You got to figure out what works and try to. And you're still small, Greg, so you can like experiment a little bit more and figure out what works. But it's good to, once something works, you got to try to make it work as much as possible, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like that's you said, you didn't pop up for like until like 4 years. I feel like it's really important for like people to like bunker down and like just stick through it, because I feel like eventually you'll pop up. It's not going to happen instantly. Like you're not going to happen in a year. Like you did your time, you know?
And try different things, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta try. When you're small, you should use that opportunity to try. If something's not working, don't just keep doing that same thing that's not working, you know? You should try different ideas is what I think about it. Mm.
Yeah. Actually, that's what you said. That advice was exactly, that's like the best advice I've ever been given. Like DJ, who's also, you know, in the CT Hype House, DJ is less than, he told me that too. When I first started making those videos, he's like, dude, recreate that. You got to keep going. Cause you know, he does the story times and stuff, and it worked. Like I was getting a ton of views from it. And I was like, I can't believe this is working so well. You know,
Wait, who is DJ again? That's
DJ. He's in the CT Hype House.
TikToker?
What? Yeah. Connecticut TikToker. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. How many followers do you have?
He has 1.9 million on TikTok, I think, or something. I know he's over a million, but yeah, he does story time stuff, and he told me to keep going with that, and it worked. And I was like, wow, that's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now you have a pretty decent amount of followers. How much do you have right now? You have like 50,000, I think, right?
I have 48K. So I'm almost at the 50K mark, you know.
That's good. Pretty that's crazy. Congrats, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It was like out of nowhere, I almost doubled my followers, which was nuts. So yeah. I don't know, man. It's pretty crazy. Oh, well, we wanted to ask you. Do you want to go ahead and ask?
Oh, yeah. What was your, like, craziest experience?
Yeah, we
like,
know you're...
You have a lot of great experiences on your channel. So, like...
Okay. Like, my craziest experience while I was just, like, riding my dirt bike?
Yeah, or, like, from your videos?
Out of my videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an experience with the police once, kind of. It was before my channel was big. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends were riding and we went down this trail and we weren't really sure whose property it was. And on the way out, the cops were waiting for us. And it was just, yeah, I just ran. Like we all ran and it was great. You could probably find, it's a very old video, but it probably got about 1 million views. I think that was probably the craziest experience I've had on my channel. So yeah.
Yeah, we were actually watching some of them before this, and it's like, you know, there's some crazy stuff going on, man.
Right.
Yeah. Really? Some crazy stuff, dude. Like, we were watching the...
I feel like a lot of people that watch my channel, I'm not going to, like, say whether my videos are real or fake, but I feel like a lot of people that watch my channel know my videos are, like, for mainly entertainment purposes.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of like to let them figure out what they think about it. And there's definitely been some real experiences that I've had, and there's definitely been some ones that are set up. Yeah. And, you know, I just like to leave it up to the viewer to figure out whether it's real or fake. And I think most people anyways, they're just watching it for entertainment purposes.
Right. Yeah.
It's definitely like way more enjoyable if you like just leave it to like them to figure out what they make of it. Right. And you're just supplying the content. Right.
Yeah.
So.
And like good videos that people like want to keep coming back and watching. Cause you know, it's like what's going to happen next, you know? And that's why I like your videos a lot. And I actually saw your videos on my For You page before I actually have ever talked to you. And I was like, oh dude, these are funny. Like I saw, I think the Karen one, was that the one?
You know, yeah,
like
the your Karen brain? One. Yep.
I thought that was so funny. And I kept, you know, then I followed you and I was watching it again. So I think that like hooks them, you know?
So did you follow me before you knew me or no?
I think I did, but I don't remember. I know I was watching
your videos on your For You page, right? Is that what it
was? Yeah. And then I went back and I was like, I watched more of them because I wanted to see what was going on. And yeah, they're entertaining. That's why also I think TikTok is huge because TikTok allows you to have different parts, which gets them hooked to come back. Yeah. And
I think my videos are very like on TikTok. They're very unique. Like there's not a lot of people doing that type of content that I'm doing on TikTok. So I have a pretty pretty good sorry, someone just walked in.
No worries.
One of my friends just walked in, yeah. So yeah, it's just most people do like dancing and stuff. I'm kind of doing something completely different.
Yeah. I mean, TikTok is known for having like really repetitive content. Like people just like do the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
Or like kind of just bouncing off each other. So it's like it's good always to see like something like new on your For You page.
Yeah.
Like
That's
what I put you.
Or TikTok, the thing about TikTok is growth on TikTok can be like extremely fast.
Yeah.
Like I've been on TikTok for less than a year. Just think about that. I've been on TikTok for less than a year and I already have 2.7 million, which is insane. And for me to get 1.9 million or I'm getting close to 2 million now on YouTube, took me, you know, years of making content. So I mean, TikTok, you can just, the opportunities on TikTok are just so much better than on YouTube, I think. Mm-hmm. And people can watch like, you know, hundreds of videos in a day on TikTok, and on YouTube, you know, you can watch one or two.
It's so much like lighter and free form. Like you could just like following people is not like hard, you know, like I feel like on like YouTube, if you follow, like subscribing to someone is a commitment, you know, but like on TikTok, you just like hit the button and it's over with. You know?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, that's why, oh shoot. We've like, you know, I've been doing YouTube for I don't know how many years. I just went, I've gone nowhere. And that's why I also moved to TikTok.
On the, what is the name of the YouTube channel that this is going on?
Experimental Guys.
Oh, okay. So you two both own the channel together, or is it?
It was me, but like I would, you know, I bring on my friends and stuff. And I started like with other channels. And it was all like I had survival guys. It was all ending with guys. So this channel might get like the name might get changed. We're gonna see how it goes. We're kind of right now figuring out what we're gonna be doing. That's why we're experimenting with videos and seeing, you know, how we want our channel to work. And that's why like I use TikTok a lot. Like you said, it's just a lot easier to branch out and stuff. And yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do right now. And when I saw, you know, your videos and you're posting these clips from your channel and stuff, and it's completely different than what people post on TikTok. It's like, well, that's pretty smart. Like I'm going to probably start posting my YouTube clips on there as well. You know, hopefully that'll work out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's correct. Cause like I post on TikTok, just an exact copy of my YouTube videos pretty much.
Yeah.
So, and they do really well on TikTok. Which just goes to also prove that I think TikTok is like a much better platform, in my opinion, for growing an audience. And my TikTok, when my TikTok blows up, my YouTube also blows up because they want to see the full video on YouTube because TikTok is only, you know, 60 seconds. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Something I've always thought was cool. So do you have the YouTube play buttons? Like, did you get that sent?
I'll show you guys right now. So,
oh, dude, that's always been so sick.
It's just nice. It's nice to have them. You know, while I'm editing my videos, it's a good motivation, you know?
Right.
So you have nice piece of inspiration.
Right. Yeah, dude, that's always been like a dream of mine. That's where I want to eventually get a YouTube play button. That's like, I don't know. I've always thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome feeling getting the play buttons. Yeah, it's different, it's an experience, you know?
Yeah, it's like a reward, you know? You put all this hard work into your videos and you're like rewarded for it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, like, do you have like anybody, like, I mean, I know people like, content creators are always like collabing with people. Like, do you have anybody who you want to like collab with or?
Well, I already collab with another YouTuber. He has about 1 million subscribers. You guys might want to have him on the show. His name is Tommy MX. He does content similar to mine, and he has and we're like really good friends. We actually started YouTube together. So we kind of grew together. And yeah, I think collabing is very important in my opinion. And if I could collab with a YouTuber, like if I had the choice to collab with someone, I would want to collab with Patty Mayo. Do you guys know who that is?
I've heard of him. I recognize the name.
Yeah, he's done some collaborations with like Logan Paul, or I'd want to do a collab with Danny Duncan. That would be
That'd be sick.
That would be funny to have like maybe like him like steal a bike or something like that.
Yeah.
I do want to go to Florida. I just kind of like tired of Connecticut. It's kind of like
it runs pretty dry pretty quickly.
Definitely more opportunities in other states. Yeah. Connecticut, sometimes can't find much to do, but figure it out.
We make the best of it, right?
Right.
Yeah, make the best of it. Yep. Yeah,
but
of course, dude. So did anybody like motivate you to go on YouTube, or was that just always your like dream was to start off and become big?
Some of my motivators would be like, I don't know. I didn't really have anyone that motivated me. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I watched a lot of different YouTubers. I used to watch a lot of Patty Mayo. I don't know why, but, and I used to watch, I kind of got inspired off my friend Tommy MX, cause he started like that, that idea of like making videos on your dirt bike.
Yeah.
And then I kind of made my own ideas off of his ideas. And then we helped each other grow a lot. And, I'd say that, my friend Tommy MX is like a big reason why I started to grow and how I got the inspiration to start YouTube. Would be him. Yeah.
Yeah. I think friends, like your friends supporting you, is huge for, you know, growing. Cause it's a motivator, and it, gets you to put out better content and more content. Like whenever I have like Koosh and the other guys over, I'm always motivated to make videos, and you know, it's fun to do. So
because a lot of times you can't like directly like see like how good your videos are, but if you have like friends telling you like this shit's actually good, like what you're doing is like quality content and stuff, like it just like makes you feel like you like, you know,
makes you feel better about it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's good to have someone to motivate you. Yep.
So how long do you like usually spend on your videos? Do you like, or does it vary depending on what the video is?
To edit my videos, it takes a while, because you have to take out everything you don't want and stuff like that. To edit it, it takes me like a day or two to edit it.
Oh wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Change
audio levels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can hear the other characters that are talking in the video. So
yeah. Yeah, well, we're not exactly at that level yet. Yeah. But we're just throwing stuff together. Like I'm using iMovie, so it's nothing like, you know, crazy, but
and then when it comes to like ideas, like do you just like do whatever pops in your head, or like do you have like a huge list of like stuff that you're planning for the future, or like?
I get ideas off watching other videos and making them better, or sometimes I just come up with my own crazy idea.
Yeah.
But I sometimes see a video and it's a good video, but it could be made a lot better, and I do it much better than they do it. That's basically what I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. So like what's like next for you? Like do you like are you just gonna, are you like maybe trying to plan on making another channel, or like
I want to start a second channel where I do like vlogs and stuff like that. I would want to try something like that. Just do either, maybe because I bought a new camera. I got this
we love new tech.
Ooh, nice. G7X.
This is like a whatever. It's like
Roman Atwood like rocked that for a long time. I think that I can't like literally that model. Like
you guys used to use this? What is that? Was that what you said?
No, I said Roman Atwood used to like
Roman Atwood.
Yeah, for a really long time. But
I think I just got one of these, and I'm gonna start a second channel. I've been like recording, you know, whatever I'm doing with my friends or whatever, and then I'm gonna
maybe. I feel like vlogging is just such a good option for like once you like, you know, like once you have your like main channel, like just to connect with like your audience more, you know, and develop like more of like a like secure platform.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem I have with my audience. I need to make a personal connection with my audience. I do have some pretty loyal fans, but if I made a second channel where I kind of like showed them my personal life a little bit more, I think that will definitely make my fan base a little stronger, because it's not like at its strongest right now. So
yeah.
I mean, this podcast is a step. So
I'm sure like a fan will be watching this.
Yeah, that's what actually one of our other friends, I was talking to him yesterday, like eventually if we grow bigger on YouTube and stuff, I would love to do vlogging also. I just think that first of all, you capture like memories and good experiences. And that's a big part of why I would want to do it, is because you could also like, you could look back at these days and it's like, oh, that was fun, you know?
Yep.
You know, like when you're hanging out with your friends, and you just wish you just had a camera around you in that moment.
I wish I got that on video so you can rewatch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, because I feel like when you're hanging out with friends, some of this crazy stuff happens, and it's just like in your memory, and like you want to share that with people, but like, you know, but like vlogging, what David Dobrik does, like everything's documented, right?
Yeah.
And everything that crazy happens, like you see. So.
Yeah.
I mean, but.
Yeah, we'll definitely look out for your channel when you make the second channel. You know, we'll drop a sub.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
I think I'm subscribed to Experimental Guys.
Let's go. All right, want to wrap it up there, boys?
All right, I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on, dude. It was
fun.
Yeah, great experience.
Yeah, it was great to see. Your fans to know you a little more. Think Greg learned a lot. You know, just like it's great for people to see like how like so at least for small content creators to like understand like. How like to become like I guess like start developing a platform like you have and get those play buttons, I guess, right?
Take my advice. This is good for people who need advice on TikTok or YouTube growth.
That's
a good thing for them to watch.
All right, dude, well thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate it, you know. And everybody, do you want to plug your social media before you go?
I'm Phil the Thrill on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Just Phil the Thrill. Yeah.
All right. Short and simple. And we'll link it in the description also. Right. But thank you so much for coming out. And everyone watching, make sure you guys like and subscribe, and we'll see you guys next time.
All right.
All right, I gotta stop recording.